It's time for You Matter, brought to you by Affinity Health Center. Here's your host, Chris Miller.
Joined now by Dr. Jonathan Wilson, family medicine doctor, Affinity Health Center. Dr. Wilson, we appreciate you being here with us. Dr. Wilson, we mentioned in an earlier episode about diabetes. I guess there's two different kinds. You hear the one that you can happens later on in life, then there's some where you're born with.
Type 1 is typically triggered by some sort of illness in a kid anywhere from 5 to 15 or 18. I mean, they immediately get sick and have to go to the hospital. You don't kind of limp along with that one. You find out immediately. Type 2 is slowly over time, your body builds up resistance to insulin. We're typically finding that in as people as young as 25 or 30, but as old as 60 or 65 getting their first diagnosis.
Besides the diagnosis, what is the difference between type 1 and type 2?
So type 1, your body actually fights your own pancreas and destroys all the cells that make insulin. Type 2, your pancreas just gets worn out over time. It can't keep up with the demand that all the sugar you're intaking, that you're ingesting, and so it just gets worn out.
And type 2 would be just a better diet?
Better diet for sure. I say if God made it, eat it. If he didn't, so there's no, jelly bean and goldfish trees, but there are plenty of pears and apples and those sorts of things. And really avoiding juice. I think that's a misnomer, like that juice is healthy. Juice is actually just straight sugar. If you can cut out most of your sugar in your beverages, and then I say sweat every day doing something, 30 to 45 minutes of cardiovascular exercise. And if you can eat healthy and get a good exercise in every day, most people will be able to prevent it.
You've been listening to You Matter, brought to you by Affinity Health Center on Interstate 107. Join us next Tuesday for another edition. And for past shows, visit WRHI.com. For more information, visit AffinityHealthCenter.org or call 803-909-6363.